Episode 26, 5 tips to keep your energy high. It's the Altitude Podcast. Cue my music. Let's go. You know, there's a lot of people that always ask me, Ken, you always have all these different things going on. You're always making all of these moves. And you seem like you never run out of energy. How is it that you can continue doing what you're doing at such a high level and you're not letting up? You're not giving in. You're not quitting. It's not just about money, people. It's not about being able to take fancy trips and none of that stuff, because that's not the stuff that keeps my energy high. Those are great motivators, but they're not what keeps my energy at a high level. There's a couple different things that do, and today I want to share 5 of those with you. So today we're going to talk on the topic of 5 tips that are going to keep your energy high. And I mean high as in living your life in altitude forever type of high. So with that being said, we're not going to wait any longer. We're just going to go ahead and get into it. So number one, how do you go about keeping your energy high? Number one, take your butt to sleep at night. Now me, I am terrible at this because I'm a workhorse. I love getting things done. I love seeing new projects. I love seeing people able to use my information so that they can do bigger and better things with their lives. You know, nothing inspires me more than seeing people hop on the internet and tell me, hey, Kay, we love all of your information. We love the information that you're providing to us. You're helping to make us better people at the end of the day, and we appreciate it. So now where I am at as a person is I need more sleep. I need more rest. And I've noticed in the last couple of months that the more rest I've gotten, not just the following day do I feel phenomenal, but as I get in that rhythm and I get that circadian rhythm down with my body where I'm getting more rest, it's giving me more energy in the long term. So if on a scale of 1 to 10, I'm at 5 of 10 for a day, after 10 days of doing that sleep cycle, I find myself at a 9. I find myself almost at a perfect 10. So what's one way you can use to help yourself out? If you have an iPhone, they have a couple different options. One on the iPhone, there's a downtime feature. So you can go into your iPhone, put on downtime, and at a specific time, your iPhone will stop working. Literally, it'll stop working. You won't get any texts, you won't get any calls, none of that, because your phone goes into ignore everything. Now, granted, you can press a button to say, I want to ignore my downtime, and it'll let you do things. But I prefer, as soon as my phone says downtime, that's it. It goes on a charger, and it's time to go to sleep at night. Another app you guys have available to you is the Calm app. Now, I like to use the Calm app before I go to bed because I can turn this on, and it gives me all those sweet, pretty sounds of the ocean. It gives me sounds of the beach. It gives me all these different options, forests, hearing things going through the sky, all these cool things, and it works so well to wind you down to get you to sleep. Because I'm telling you, the more sleep you get, the better you're gonna feel. Let's go ahead and go into number two. Number two, you gotta eat like a champion. And I mean that seriously. If you think that so many people who are doing these big things are walking around looking great because they're just running on fumes and the fumes are what gets them energy, anybody that tells you that when I don't eat or I don't set myself up for success when it comes to how my health is set up, those individuals are lying to you. They're not winning that way. It takes work. It takes practice building habits. And one habit you got to have is eating the right way to make sure that your body functions the way that it's supposed to. So what's one way that you can eat better? I'm going to tell you. There's a guy named Kevin Curry online. He has a phenomenal YouTube channel called Fit Men Cook. And Fit Men Cook also comes as an app. There's 2 apps, in fact. There's a free app just called Fit Men Cook where you can go in, you can set up your meals for the week, and it helps you prepare a shopping list. Now, some of you are probably listening right now and you're thinking to yourself, well, I don't have all that money to go out and buy a bunch of food to eat perfectly every single day. What if I told you that in this exact same app, there's a $75 budget challenge that he's done so that you can take literally 75 bucks. And I'm not talking about 75 plus tax. I mean, $75. And you go to the store, buy your food, and you're set for at least a week to at least a week and a half, somewhere between that area, week and a half. And it's enough to set you up for success so that your body is feeling comfortable. And the coolest part is you can set up how you want your diet. So if you want to do a regular diet, 40-30-20 on protein, carbs, and your greens, you can do that. If you want to do a ketogenic, if you want to do vegan, you can set all those things up in this app. And ladies, just because it says Fit Men Cook, yes, there are features in there for women as well. There's even features in there for couples. So I'm telling you, eat like a champion. You'll see the results of a champion. I pretty much guarantee that. Number three, you gotta avoid energy thieves. Whoo! There are so many energy thieves in this world, people. I don't know what to tell you. There's a lot of people that they see you, see the great things you're doing, or they just want to chill. And that's okay to have people that want to chill with you from time to time. But you can't be ignorant to what you're trying to do with your life. So you have to connect with those people at certain times, and then you have to release them. There are also those people that the only time that they call you, the only time they text you, the only time they DM you, the only time they want to hit you up is when it's something that deals with them. And after a while, that could start to take a toll on the person, and them jokers are annoying. So you have to balance how much engagement you're going to give to others so that you can focus on what you have to do. Because I'm telling you, when you don't have to look left and right at what other people are doing, your results begin to significantly improve over time. Number four, you got to do something for somebody else. I'm a firm believer that the best way to show gratitude is by showing love to somebody else. You know that warm, fuzzy feeling inside you get when you do something that's nice for somebody else? It's awesome, isn't it? There's nothing like being able to show love to somebody. So hop on a volunteer app on your phone, find something cool out in the city that you can do, whether it's volunteering at a soup kitchen, whether it's going out and giving clothes, whether it's just taking time to go out and do something for somebody else who wasn't expecting it, do it. Because I'm telling you, the smile on their face, the energy you receive, the hugs you get back, it is an immediate transfer of positive energy. And that energy can carry a lot of people just through the rest of their day. So use gratitude in order to get energy in return for the love that you provided to others. And lastly, and this is probably a challenge for a lot of people, you gotta break down tasks down to the smallest level. So how do I go about breaking down my tasks? I have a handy app that is like a superhero to me called the Asana app, and that's A-S-A-N-A, Asana. So I use the Asana app to write down all of the tasks I have to do. And then check this out. You can do subtasks to the tasks that you write. So if I said that I need to go to the grocery store, I can write, I need to go to the grocery store as the main task. Then I can do a subtask, get in the car. Subtask, drive to the grocery store. Subtask, buy my groceries. And then I can tap the buy my groceries one, and I can subtask that and put my entire grocery list there. Now, I gave you this as a random example, but you can imagine all the cool things that you want to do and how you can use them. I have friends who build apps using Xcode on their Macs, and they'll use the app Asana to help them create the next app that they have to do, as far as writing down the plan, writing down what features it needs to have, writing down what has to be done by what date, because it also lets you set due dates too, so that you know every single step down to the very last drop. And it makes it so easy. In fact, as far as our tips go that we're talking about today, I'm using the Asana app right now as we speak. I'm telling you, great app, great features. Highly recommend you download the Asana app and you use it. So everything comes great in fives on my show. But today, I want to give you guys a sixth tip on how to keep your energy high. Ladies and gentlemen, take the time away from the hustle sometimes. Sometimes you just have to take time off, and it's okay for you to do that. But have you ever noticed that when you go away for a bit, you take a vacation, you make time to go do things with your family, you disengage from the rest of the world, that for some reason, when you come back to the work, you are just a beast. And that's exactly what you need. That's exactly what you should have. You need that time to step away from everything so that you can come back to it, lock in, and your energy is at the highest of the high, and you are lock, cock, ready to rock, ready to hustle, flex your muscle. That's just how it works. So, ladies and gentlemen, these are my thoughts. These are five, well, I guess in this case now, six tips you can use to keep your energy high. I got nothing but love for each and every one of y'all. It is the Altitude Podcast. Next segment, let's go. Have you ever been knocked down in life? Felt like you weren't going to be able to get to that next level? Felt like every obstacle in your way stood so tall that it was going to stop you from getting to what you inevitably wanted to achieve in your life? I understand that because I've been there. I've gone through that pain. I've gone through that struggle. And guess what? I've also come out the other side. And I'm stronger, I'm smarter, and I'm better than I was before it happened. And I want to teach you every single thing that I've learned along the way in going through those obstacles, finding your purpose, and getting your way to the top. My new book, Altitude Tales of Resilience, is out right now. What? It's out right now. So you can go on Amazon. You can download my ebook just for 99 cents. So can I borrow a dollar? Can I borrow a dollar, ladies and gentlemen? Seriously, guys, my new book, Altitude, is out right now for 99 cents on Amazon. Make sure you check it out. Thanks for listening to the Altitude Podcast, sponsored by Audible. Did you like what you heard? I know you did. If so, make sure that you subscribe, rate, and leave a review. It really helps me out a lot, and it's very much appreciated by me and my team. Also, make sure you're following me on all social media at @OfficialKateFitz. Thanks again, and until next episode, move your dreams, move the world. I'm out of here. Hey guys, go ahead, power it down.